This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. This is what I refer to as our question and answer series. These are things you've written in to me to ask about or called and ask about. I'm just going to go down the list of the things you ask me about. On our float trips down the river, we're often packing our lunch and eating our lunch and all that kind of stuff. We've come to realize that to be on the safe side, we probably should always carry hand sanitizers. I even do this on my little trout vest. I carry a little bottle of that hand sanitizer with me. Doesn't take but a minute to scrub out your hands. At least you think you're doing the right thing anyway. All right, now, wading sticks. Everybody says, why do I keep using a wading stick? Well, I'm a firm believer in the Falstaff wading stick. I've used many of them, and I will probably never use anything except Falstaff because they've never let me down. You know, if you're wading in water out here, we'll say in a smallmouth river, and you're wading in water waist deep, and all of a sudden your feet slip out from under you down a ledge, and in you go. You know, sure, you can get wet and all that, and you can get cold, but you're probably not going to break anything. However, if you're wading around in a small stream in water 2 feet deep or something, you fall down in that kind of stuff, there's a good chance you're going to break some bones. So, yes, I use my Falstaff stick on all trout streams. It stays in my back of my car ready assembled, and it goes on my hip just as soon as I'm ready to bundle up and go to the river. All right, snake bites. Back in the old days, we had some snake bite cuts that we'd slash or cut snake bite with the razor blade and then suck it out. Well, they found out we were doing more good chopping ourselves up with that than we were doing more harm than good. Listen, then about 10 years ago, we came along with these freezer kits. You were supposed to pull a plug on that, and that made it real cold, and you put it on that, and you put that freezer kit right where he zapped you. Well, we found out we were doing more harm than good with that. Now I use the Sawyer extractor. I keep this with me. I use it in Virginia. I use it in Montana. I keep that in my trout fishing pouch. I don't carry it on the river, I must admit, but I do carry it in the mountain streams. That thing works just like a little sump pump. You squeeze that plunger down, stick that suction section on the area that the snake has gotten you, and it just sucks the venom right out through that. Also, besides the snake bites, I had a boy who bought one from me down in North Carolina, called me back about a week ago. He says, I think I saved my son's life with that thing. I said, what in the world happened? Kid was allergic to bee stings. The dad ran the house and got that extractor, stacked it around there, rushed him to ER. The ER told him he may quite well have saved the boy's life. So the Sawyer extractor, gosh, mine, I check it periodic and it keeps on working. I know mine's at least 5 years old, if not 10. Okay, Murray Floating. Everybody wants to know why I'm using this liquid we make here. This is one I make here in my fly shop in Edinburgh. It both cleans and waterproofs a fly at one time. Now, remember, though, but now before you start dressing any fly, if it's a fly that's already wet and waterlogged, you've got to blot that thing dry. I use a Murray's Dry Fly Patch to blot that thing dry. I'd like to take the old ink blotter to blot that out, and then I dunk it down in my liquid floating, and away to go. And, you know, if you've caught a trout and he's slobbered all over it, then you've got to rinse that thing out pretty good. Rinse it out in the stream, blot it dry on your Murray's Dry Fly Patch, dunk it in your Murray's floating, and away to go. So that's what I do on all of those. Now, floating leaders or sinking leaders? Well, Marinero got me on this. I pressed him on it one day. I said, Vince, tell me what. Everybody's going on the pros and cons of floating leaders and sinking leaders. And I said, what do you think? He said, I think the hell with it. Well, I'm not quite that generous. I firmly believe when you're floating dry flies, to dress the leader. My justification for that is if that leader goes just as much as a half inch up next to the fly, now the fly coming off the lead, that leader gets as much as a half inch under, that's going to possibly cause the fly to drag in an unnatural way. this can give you a drag and cause you to miss fish you might get otherwise. They come up to it, and all of a sudden they start dragging at the last minute. So I dress my fly good, and I dress the leader. I don't dress it with that Murray's dry fly floating weave. I dress the leader with a silicone cream. I especially like the one Scientific Angler makes. But dress the whole leader on when I'm fishing dry flies, and also dress the fly. Now, somebody that was quite fond of our Mr. Rapidan dry flies said, "Harry, how in the world did you ever come up with this?" Well, actually, I was teaching a college class, and I had some older, it was one of my advanced, I did basic and beginner and advanced class, and this was in my advanced class. Two of the older gentlemen in the class came up to us and said, "Harry, teach us to tie a fly that will float like a cork, something that we can see on the stream, and something that hatches matches a lot of our natural trout fly hatches." So actually, what came off of that was the Mr. Rapidan Dry, because we use materials in it that float well. We use a fly right on the body, which doesn't absorb water. We use moose body hair in the tail. We use a wing on there, you can see. So it does. It floats extremely well. It matches the Stenonema vicarium, the Epis pluralis, and out west, it is probably one of the best baitist matchers we've ever had. So it floats well, we can see it well, and the fish go after it like crazy. That same person was asking me about the Helgramite, why the Murray's Helgramite is, without a doubt, the most effective Helgramite we have on the market, at least that I've ever found. Actually, this came about from my friend Charlie Brooks out in West Yellowstone and a fishing friend up in Pennsylvania, Ron Comer. Ron was experimenting with ostrich hair on some great big musky streamers. And then I experimented with them on sculpins out in Montana, and they worked well. Well, when I started using that as the extended body on the Helgramite, all of a sudden my catch increased like crazy. I had used some the Dan Bailey girls had tied for me in what they used to call the Mossback series. Woven body, looked great. I'd gotten different ones from Abercrombie and Fitch back in the 70s up in New York, and they looked like real Helgramites, but the doggone things didn't catch fish. So what I did was go to the river, started turning stones up, catching the real Helgramite, dropping him in the water, and then watched to see how he reacted. Well, right away, I saw that why those other things hadn't worked at all. These others had rigid, stiff bodies, but the natural Helgramite, when I dropped that guy into water, he swam downstream with a very pronounced undulating action. This was an action that none of those surfboard body flies could produce. No matter how much they looked like a Helgramite, they didn't act like, and therefore we couldn't fish like a real Helgramite. Putting that ostrich hair in there and then using Charlie Brooks in the round type tie, we came out smelling like a rose. So I am very well pleased with that. So that's just some of the things you all have called in and asked about. And if I can help you on any of this, just give me a call or shoot me an email, and we'll be glad to help you any way we can. This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. The phone number here is 540-984-4212. Thank you very much.